All right, good evening, everyone. That music means it's time for the Fake Nukes Phil Show on Fakeologist. It's Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. And we do this show Sunday through Thursday around 8 o'clock Toronto time in the PM, in the evening. And every Wednesday, we have a regular returning guest, probably one of the leading, maybe the only Fakeologist type person, Fakeologist I would call him, that actually puts in hours and hours a day filling up your screen with fake media and talking about it. So without further ado, Fake Nukes Phil from California on the line. Hello, Phil.
Hey, FakeoTube. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming by. And that is the song from Devo called Beautiful World. What year was that from?
Oh, I think my dad used to listen. I'm too young to remember that song. I think my dad used to listen. No, I'm just kidding. I was in high school when that song came out. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think it's probably 82.
And that's new age, right?
Well, it was called New Wave.
New Wave. That's
at
right.
At the time, yeah.
I got into New Wave when Sirius Simulated Satellite Radio came out because they had a New Wave channel. And I actually spent most of my time on that channel. So, good taste.
Yeah, you know, music was good back in those days. And then in the early 90s, the rap started coming out. The Run DMC stole one of Aerosmith's songs and made a rap song out of it. And I thought that was just tragic. It was awful. And Aerosmith was helping them turn their music into rap. And I hated music from that point on. As soon as the rap came on the scene, I no longer. Yeah.
You said that you're done.
And then the Beastie Boys, I never liked them. But my friends liked the Beastie Boys. It's like, man, they sing like they're Negroes. Okay. It's like, it's not, I was used to, you know, music was good in the '80s and it all changed in the '90s. Yeah. In the '70s. Yeah. And then it all changed and it's never changed back. It's just gotten more Negro in the years since. And, so of course I've never gone back, you know, I don't.
I'm with you. I'm seven. I'm the end of the '60s, seventies, eighties. That's me. That's my 90s. Okay. I didn't mind some of the grunge. Some of it was okay, but I'm pretty sure that was an op to get people to kill themselves. So it's not exactly uplifting music.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty depressing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The grunge, I wasn't a big fan. So, yeah. Anyways, we deal with FakeoTube now. We deal with fake events. That's our new hobby. And since I was able to see how the trick is done.
And now you can't stop seeing it.
Now I can't stop seeing it.
Now, this guy here is our age on the screen. This guy's name is Marcus Heinrich Raybach. Mm-hmm. And I just found him. I don't know how. Probably he was talking about the Holocaust or Jews on BitChute, and he may have left a comment, and I clicked on his channel. And the reason why I want to highlight him is because I think he's really very smart. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where he lives. He has an Australian accent. I really recommend his channel. The only problem with recommending his channel is he keeps taking it down. Because I was trying to download his stuff and play and import some of it to FakeoTube, and I kept getting errors. So when I went to the site, 5 minutes after he put something up, the site's down. So I thought it was something going on. So I emailed BitChute, and BitChute is your home, of course, the home of Fake News Phil. And they're really good at responding. They wrote back within an hour and said, yeah, he took his channel offline. Did you know you could do that? You can make it invisible.
Oh, I didn't. I did not know that.
And I didn't know anyone did that. I don't know. I didn't know anyone would willingly do that. But he was doing it because the person said, "Yeah, he took it down." I said, "Well, what the hell? Why is he putting five videos up today, and then you got an hour to watch them, and then they're down?" then the whole site's down. So I just wanted to clarify that with people.
Hmm.
And part of my revisionist / Jim Rizzoli / Ernst Zundel research isn't so much to talk about the Holocaust, because I think that is a censorship device. It is a set of nettles that if you get caught in it, you will go down. And but I think what the more important thing is what he is talking about, and he's really illustrating that they are taking the Holocaust, making laws that you can't question it. They're basically turning it into religious dogma that they are enshrining in criminal law. And he said it's no different from the Catholic Church saying if you said the earth wasn't flat back in the day, they would burn you at the stake or whatever they did.
Yeah.
And so it's enshrining religious dogma that this is a big problem. This is a big warning, because it's happening around the Western world. It hasn't happened to the United States of America yet, but on their trajectory, it will happen. I think you would probably.
They censor. I notice the censorship comes on when I cover current events and, for instance, the rubber babies.
How's that going?
Exposing the rubber babies in Gaza has sent me to the basement of the internet. I mean, you know, just into the cellar. And, a BitChute has taken away my autoplay, so my videos won't. You know, I can't turn BitChute on at night and have one video turn into the other. They said I'm part of an experimental group where they're taking away that option. It's like, whatever.
I didn't even use that. So what is that? That's for you or your viewer?
Well, yeah, that's for like when I'm watching BitChute, it'll automatically, if you're watching somebody's channel and one video ends, it'll automatically start playing the next video.
Okay. So they took it away from just you?
Yeah. And they said I'm part of an experimental group. And it's like, well, okay, that was like 3 months ago and you haven't given it back to me. So how long is this experimental group going to last? But whatever. You know, people have written letters to Ray, the owner of BitChute, to uncensor my channel because I'm banned in Europe, and he doesn't get back. He doesn't respond to those emails. And so,
The fact that I'm
censored in Europe is just bullshit. Also,
they're pretty good with technical questions, but you're a censorship question.
Yeah, and so. I have my own theories on why they're censoring me so bad.
That's all being over the target. Hello.
Is that your theory? I think so. I mean, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with this Gaza, you know, nobody talks about it. Yeah. There's only, you know, my friend Henry from Death to Life and Cloverfield. Those two channels are covering it like I cover it, but very few of us, you know, and their channels are censored just like mine, you know? So it goes to show you that whoever's talking about it in the way that we are talking about it, we don't get very many views. We're not going to be able to sell t-shirts either. I mean, we're not going to be, I wouldn't even dare go on YouTube.
You're not going to start a rubber baby t-shirt?
Maybe I should. It's a good idea.
Well, try putting on one of those dropship places on the internet where you actually put a little logo on a t-shirt. They're the worst. I tried to put some Corona thing back at the very beginning, and that thing didn't even get out of the gates. They said, sorry, can't do that. I don't even know what my shirt was. It was something about COVID is a hoax or something like that. But
oh, okay. They wouldn't print it for you?
No, they're so censorious. You literally have to go to a local shop and do all the work yourself and ship it out. So they're not going to make it easy for you. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's censorship abound for sure. Absolutely for sure. All right, let me bring up the Fake Nukes Phil site. Fake Nukes. Okay, I'm using Yandex. I don't know if it remembers where I used to go. Let's see here. I'm using the Russian Yandex browser. Who knows if it's really from Russia? I think half the stuff from Russia is actually from London, England.
Probably.
I think BitChute, someone was saying, I think Lynn Ertel was saying that's the 77th PsyOps Brigade that runs BitChute. So I'm not sure that. Anyway, here we go. So this is the site, Fake Nukes Phil on BitChute. I'm going to put this in the show notes. And don't forget, Phil has an email here, Phil, P-H-I-L, at fakeologist.com. Do you get any emails by way?
Yeah. In fact, I've got some that I need to check out. Yeah, somebody sent me some good videos about the nuclear hoax. And so I got to check those out. I'll probably just take it straight up and put it on my channel. Sometimes I let other people do my work for me and I just upload it, you know, because, you know, I've been kind of busy lately. So it saves me some work.
We have a couple nuclear. We have a lot of nuclear power stations in Ontario. It's probably because our power, our electricity should be free because we have Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And our electricity, that's how it started out, where it was pretty much free here. And we've got all kinds of industry here, and just because of that cheap electricity.
Yeah.
So we were right. See, the people that rule over us, they can't have resources for the people. So they said, you need a bunch of fake nuclear plants that cost millions of dollars to make hydro expensive. So we got a lot of them here, way more than California. And the one I live near, they keep saying, oh, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. We're going to close, we're going to open it, we're going to close it. Just a toilet seat of activity around it. There's no logic to it unless you believe, like I do, that it's fake. Then everything makes sense.
Exactly. You're
playing games. So just today, they had a story that they arrested somebody who was leaking nuclear secrets that could endanger Canada. Harm Canada. And and my quote is, the only leak that this sim, I call them sims, the only real person could emit, is that the entire nuclear science idea is a hoax. That would be the only secret dangerous.
Yeah.
Powers that be. And then you could just read the thing. They actually said, oh, we got his name by going through the court dockets and we figured it out. But the RCMP, our police force, wouldn't say who it was. It's all a big secret. It's all sources say no names are involved except the alleged guy. And we have these things. I don't know if you have in California, publication bans.
Oh, huh.
Do you have that there where they don't have to say anything about the court case?
Oh, probably. Oh, our courts are just as more corrupt than yours, I'm sure.
So in other words, you're never going to learn one thing. And we have this INSET thing called the Integrated National Security Enforcement Team.
Mm.
What secrets does Canada have? Please tell me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you have nuclear secrets. If you got nuclear power plants, then you've...
Well, what's the secret? They make electricity cost 10 times what it could should cost. That's the only secret. I mean, and if you watch these news stories like I do, all they do is show B-roll footage of the nuclear plant that does nothing, and they bring out old policemen that have commentary. I mean, this is part of the hoax. They show, here's the plant where the lid is off here. It's been off for 20 years because they're thinking of redoing it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking this week about, because people say that there's no real life benefit of investigating fake media events. And I disagree. I disagree. You know, I think that those of us who are of the fakeologist genre, we have single-handedly made schools safe again, because, you know, all these children are getting shot in these schools. Well, we can guarantee that your child will not be shot in a school shooting.
And we've also good news.
Yeah, it's good news. And we can also, and we've also cleaned up all the nuclear sites like Chernobyl and yeah. Three Mile Island and Fukushima and Trinity or Bikini Atoll,
right?
Nevada Proving Grounds, which I'm nearby.
Right.
You can go to all those sites and you can breathe in the deep breath of air and feel safe. And because we cleaned it up. I mean, you know, so, you know, we've actually done some pretty magical things, and
have to take iodine when the nuclear plant starts melting down. By the way, I hear we are all short of iodine. They used to put it in salt, but when they changed their tune on salt to tell everyone that salt is killing you, that's where they put the iodine. So now people don't get enough iodine because they stopped eating salt, which you need both of. So the health hoax. I mean, Phil, the hoaxes never stop. I mean, you have a lifetime of work ahead of you.
I know, and I can't do them all, but
I know.
So
you're one man.
But I'm thinking all these magical things that we can do, and pretty soon we're going to be able to resurrect people from the dead. And if you look at this first video last video I just put up right here, We are going to resurrect JFK Jr. From the dead. And you see, these powers are biblical that we have. And it's just following logic.
Why do we need these people to come back?
Maybe people don't want them to be resurrected. That's true. but the phenomenon of the death fakers, the people that fake their death, is a real phenomenon, and I haven't gotten really to the bottom of it. Kobe Bryant, I know for a fact, didn't die in that helicopter crash, and they did another helicopter crash just right near me here this past week, and it was very similar to Kobe Bryant's crash. And it's like, oh, come on, give me a break. Was it
on the same mountain?
Not on the same mountain, but it was basically under the same weather conditions, which was mild weather conditions, and it just crashed in the middle of the desert. It's like, come on, that doesn't happen. And it had a Nigerian billionaire on it. He was a banker, the top banker in Nigeria. And it's like, oh, please. It's like these billionaires keep dying in these helicopter crashes. It's like, if I was a billionaire, I would not go step foot into a helicopter. But of course, see, these people know these stories are fake. And so they feel just fine getting on board a helicopter because they know that all these crashes are fake. And I've also been thinking about that. The elites around us, they know the news is fake because they never change their lifestyle after these news events happen. They never stop flying, for instance. Like after 9/11, I mean, who would step into an airplane after 9/11 knowing that our air traffic control is so incompetent, knowing that, you know, they could fly into a building, you know, but yet all these elites around us just didn't skip a beat. The rich people around us know the news is fake. They never talk about it. It never affects their life. And it's for the working man like myself.
Well, that's why they leave Alex Jones on, because he tells you all the fake news. I don't know if they say he has the real news interlaced in there somehow, but that's what the elite watch Alex Jones, because he tells them what not to be afraid of, I guess. Maybe that's it.
Oh, well, yeah, he's hysteria media. He sells, you know, rationing or stock up food because that's a sign that he's scaring his viewers, is when they sell you, you know, the closet food that you can store for 25 years, you know, that shows that they're scaring their viewers and stuff like that. And he also sells, of course, PP pills and, you know, that. But these rich people are in on it. They deep down, they know the news is fake, but they carry on as if it's real. And, you know, I'm beginning to resent my fellow human out there at the, you know, I think, because I'm surrounded by rich people. And I think rich people are just the part of the problem, because they allow this sick society to just continue to keep getting sicker. Yeah, they're benefiting. And so I think of Ernst Zundel when he was exposing the gas chamber hoax. That required him to call a whole bunch of people a liar, because once he discovered that gas chambers are impossible, it's impossible to gas 700 people at one time inside a gas chamber. It's a physical and mechanical impossibility. And so once you know that, you're going to have to call all these survivors, you know, liars. They're all liars. And, you know, I'm at the same state because I saw an impossibility on 9/11 where aluminum airplanes brought down three steel frame buildings. And so I'm going to have to call all those family members who claim they lost loved ones. I have to call them all liars. And so, you know, it's a tough road that we go on when once we decide to become a fakeologist.
Yeah.
And but I think there are benefits and there is good that comes out of it.
Oh, it's all good news. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's
by the way, I'm looking on your channel here. There's a rant and rave section on BitChute. Are you using that? Is this some sort of chat?
Yeah, I noticed that. And it's a different chat. I know. And it's people over there, you know, they get to call names over there. It's like, what the hell are you guys over here calling names, you know? And, you know, from the secrecy of their hidden name or their hidden identities over there.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that. I don't know how to scroll it up. So you can only see a few things in there unless there's a way to move around there. You got a couple people your way. I think I don't know. Can you scroll up on this or no? Oh, yes, you can. Here we go. Well, oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff in there.
What are they saying? Phil's a jackass. Phil.
Explain how Hamas videos are all fake. Okay. Okay, yeah. It seems like if you don't think Israelis or Palestinians or both are dying, then they don't like you. So when you tell them it's fake... Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phil is schizophrenic and dumb. Phil is a retard. Wow, these are really great comments. These are really explaining.
Yeah, so I mean, it's entertaining to go over there and see all these people with their fake names, you know, calling names. It's like, well, whatever this is.
Okay, let's get back to the fakery. So what's your comment?
Yeah, so here I was comparing the... You can fast forward a little bit. I'm comparing these photos on Jack. See right here. This is a photo of JFK Jr. that doesn't get circulated very much. But you see, they were uploading that photo of Vincent Fuchsia, and he was at the Trump rallies. And Vincent Fuchsia didn't look like JFK Jr. at all. And what it was doing is it was making it to where anybody who had possession of this photo here would be considered to be a loon, because it's like, oh, you're one of those loons who thinks JFK Jr. is still alive. Well, look at this guy. This is him, like, he at 64 years old. The eye color match. It's light brown.
Okay.
And the hairline matches.
What about the teeth? We got to see the teeth.
Well, yeah. The guy on the left isn't smiling, so I can't see the teeth.
Right. What about the ears? The ears is a big
thing.
Ears,
yeah. Well, yeah, we do an ear comparison here, and the ears match, and the nose matches, and the eye color matches, and the hairline matches. And so, unfortunately, the guy on the left is not smiling, so we can't get the teeth. But you know, that's him. That's the ears are the big thing, and the ears match.
And who is this supposed to be?
It's not Vincent Fuchsia. It's somebody else, and it. But it, well, I think it's JFK Jr. It's him.
Okay. And what is the point of knowing this, though? I've always wondered. Okay, we know that these guys fake their death. That's part of celebrities. I call it the dead celebrity program.
Uh-huh.
They could be meta. I have three different programs. I think one is the villain celebrity program. One is the dead celebrity program. The other is the medical celebrity program.
Mm-hmm.
Where they use celebrities to further their causes. But I don't get the JFK. Like, I agree that he probably faked his death, but what would the purpose be of that in your mind?
Well, you know, in my mind, how I'm looking at it is, I believe they got a hidden continent. It's, you know, Tiffany Dover, when she faked her death, she wrote a cryptic, one of her last tweets was, "See you on the other side of paradise." That was one of her last tweets. But of course, he came back as a body double or a stunt double, and that wasn't really Tiffany Dover. But so, and I know Tiffany Dover didn't die, but her character was replaced. Let's put it that way. And so, okay, where did the original Tiffany Dover go? Well, according to her last Twitter feed, she went to the other side of paradise. Sounds like the phone.
All right, we'll take a call. Hello.
9, 8 seconds.
Let's see if it works. Hey, who are you? Where are you calling from? And what's your first name, please?
This is Dookie Foot from Arkansas.
Hey, Dookie Foot, I fixed the phone system so you could get through tonight. Did it work?
Yeah, I noticed that you made it a little more difficult because I had to press some buttons, but it did work.
Sorry about that. It's just so I can I can get more calls. So,
no, that's fine.
This way I can see if another call's coming in. Before, I couldn't see if there was another call coming in. So now I can. So hopefully this will work. You're part of the experiment. Welcome.
Heck yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
But so like what Phil is saying, these people, man, what they do, they tie so much emotion into these lies that people become addicted to it.
Yeah.
So like when he's saying these rich people are just going along with the lie, even though deep down they know it's fake, there's a reason they go along with it. It's mm-hmm. that there's so much emotion tied up in all these lies that they tell. I mean, it's one after the other after the other after the other, and they hit it on every emotion that they possibly can. Mm-hmm.
Is that called loosh?
So, I'm not sure.
I've heard it called loosh. LOOSH. They harvest our loosh, which is our emotional commitment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't know there was a term for it, but they're definitely harvesting it because, and it works on a vast majority of people because some of these people are just so addicted to the nonstop drama and the fear and every other type of emotion that they just can't let it go. I mean, and it goes as far as like celebrities, you either love them or hate them, or you know, you want to see the Palestinians die or the Israelis die or just all of it. Like, that's all they do is use emotional chains to tie you to their lies. And then once they hit you with them emotional chains, it's very hard to understand that the whole thing was a lie in the first place and to break away from that. So,
that's a good point.
Real smart. The way that they develop everything and send it out to the masses, they're very smart about the way they do it, and they know exactly what they're doing. And these little assholes like Alex Jones, man, he's a good beginner type of guy to get your foot in the door, but you quickly find out that he's nothing more than a fear salesman, and he'll tell you it doesn't matter what he's got to lie about, he'll do it. There's a reason he's still on the air 100%. And yeah, it's been so long since I've listened to Alex Jones, man. But you know, I do got to give him credit, but at the end of the day, I really just think he's a what's the term for it, like a revelation of the method kind of guy.
He's a gatekeeper. He tells you
what they're gonna do, and then he tells you not to do anything about it to stop them. Or what you can find out to really do something instead of just sit there and listen to him sell you shit all day. So, what do y'all think about that?
Well, yeah, he's a hysteria media. He wants to keep his audience hysterical and in fear. And, you know, because when you break it all down and realize all these events are hoaxes, well, then there's nothing to be afraid of.
Nothing at all.
No.
Like when I found out that nukes were fake, it that was like the best news I'd ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to me, I personally feel that nuclear power is real, but that I definitely know they haven't weaponized it, and it's probably impossible.
And yeah.
They give you everything. They give you all the information. But they do it, all the real information, but they do it in a way that it just sounds so far-fetched that you're never going to believe it. Like, you know, did you ever see that that one show called Newsbenders? I think they put it out in like the 60s or the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say late 60s. man, the whole thing, start to finish, is nothing but lie busting. And you could show it to a random, I guarantee you show it to like a random person that has no clue about anything, and it wouldn't mean anything to them. It would just be a show.
Yeah, but, Phil, you got to watch that if you haven't
watched that shit.
If you haven't watched it, Phil, I'll put a link to it.
It's called News.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a link to it, and you guys can.
It was a one-time short video that the BBC put out, and the first time I saw it, believe it or not, I shit you not, it was on the Alex Jones show. He played the full audio of it a couple Christmases back, and I'm like, "Whoa, what is this?" And so I found it on YouTube, and I watched it, dude. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it is just—it's nonstop truth. It's a 30-minute show, and it's nothing but truth, dude. It's unbelievable how crazy.
And it's from the Brits. They're the ones that are.
Yep.
They're the ones that do it. They run the world. They are the head of the snake. They're the ones that come up with all these damn stories, all the narratives. They are in charge of psychological operations.
Yeah, hell yeah. If you've never seen a newsletter, I highly recommend it.
I'll put it up here really so you can see it.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Man, somebody's phone is ringing off the hook.
Yeah, I got another call coming in.
Hey, I tell you what, go ahead and take that because I'm working right now.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hold time, 20 seconds.
All right, where are you calling from and hello?
Hey, what's going on, Tim? What's up, Phil? It's Andy from Menifee.
Hey, Andy from Menifee.
Andy from Menifee. You're a regular. How you doing? You got through okay on the call-in line.
Yeah, I think the new format is nice. I don't mind it at all.
I just got to turn off that damn ringer before it drives me up the wall.
Yeah, we got to figure out the ringer.
How's my audio sounding tonight?
Oh, sounds good. Yeah.
You're good.
No, I was just going on.
Oh, did I accidentally hang up on you? I think I did. Sorry.
Oops.
Oops.
Well, Andy, call back in.
Oh. Call back in, you hear? Sorry, that's my fault. I'm trying to tweak the sound because it's making me mental. We'll call back. All right, yeah. So this is the show here.
Yeah, I've seen this clip, yeah, a lot of times. And
So you've seen it, okay.
Yeah, and I think the way this guy is controlled, I think what he said they implanted something in his brain that's going to blow up or something. I think they control us through other means, just through simple extortion, and there's nothing high tech, no devices injected into our body. It's just we are controlled by the people in the news media are controlled by just they'll lose their license, they won't be able to work in this town if they buck the system, and so that's how they control us. And but yeah, you know, this clip touches on a lot of subjects that are fake, but ultimately, yeah, the method as to how they control the media guy is probably not accurate. But
now, getting back to JFK, why do you think they have to go to an island? Because an island, that would be a lot of maintenance, and I can understand it being a military base, but
I think they have an entire continent.
That would be like prison, though.
Well, not if it's a nice continent. Not
all right. Sorry, I dumped you by accident, Andrew. So, Andy. So, sorry about that.
That's all good. I don't know how much you guys heard what I was saying.
Yeah, we heard just about all of it until we cut you off.
Yeah, sorry. I was just trying to turn the sound off because it was making me nuts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going over some of the footage that Max Egan was presenting, and like. I kept thinking when I was watching it, it looked phony. Supposedly this guy shot this guy just walking. And I like was rewinding it and watching it over and over again. And like, it didn't look real. Like it looked like there was some kind of like computer generated graphic. Like I'm not all good with computers like Tim is.
It looked so fake. It was phone. Real. No, it looks so.
Yeah. Is
this on Max Egan's latest video?
Yeah, he had that star, that bloody star of David. I don't know if you watched any of that, Phil, but
yeah, it's an hour long. At what point of the video does he show this clip?
Oh, it's like halfway or maybe a little a little before the halfway point.
Okay, I'll try to find it. I'll try to edit it out. Like,
yeah, and he's like, oh, like, so, y'all, and then they're doing this, and then it goes, it shows the video footage.
Yeah.
Like Phil says, like, why would they put that out? How do they have internet service? Like,
exactly.
I was analyzing, like, their clothing and the appearance of the Gazans. Their clothes are all clean. They look all nice. Like, and
yeah.
I was homeless for years, and just after showering for, like, not showering for, like, 4 or 5 days, you're grungy.
Yeah.
I got stank. Yeah. And like their clothes are all nice. Like, how do they even have running water? Like,
well, it's
how...
the same with the, what do they call the migrants now? They got a new name for them. There's wandering something or others, freelance humans. I don't know. There's some watered down name for them.
Yeah. Home. Unhomed people, I think, is what I heard today on the news.
Well, that's what the homeless are called. They're called unhoused.
Unhoused, yeah, that's what. And I heard, yeah, that was a new term I heard on the news today. It's like, what are they? Unhoused people?
No, but they have a new word for the migrants that they're bringing into the airports. They're not refugees. They're not displaced people. There's something really watered down.
Mm.
I think they're pre-citizens or something.
The whole thing, like, I always thought the videos were kind of fishy early on after this initial October 7th supposed attack.
But wait, let's get back to Max Egan here, because here I got on the screen the red looks like a paint job on this double triangle.
Say it's about midpoint at around at maybe the 28 minute mark or
less. Man, I didn't time stamp it. I was just
what are we looking for?
Max he's Egan, like, usually showing, shares a clip from Israel.
Yeah, he's showing, like, he's talking about how there's this guy that they grabbed up, I guess, and blindfolded him, and just for fun.
That might be it right there.
And then he made him walk back to where he was at.
Yeah, this is probably it right here.
And then they just shot him for no reason, and like he's walking like towards the camera. And then there you see this like guy with the rifle in the background, and he shoots him, and he like draws a little circle on the guy, like this is the guy, and this is what's gonna happen. And then he shoots him, and then you could kind of see like this little gray, like thing of smoke. It kind of looked like but it wasn't like where the rifle shot. It was like where he supposed.
Well, there's
to hit
no
in the
blood.
Head.
Yeah, he does a pretty convincing face plant.
And not only like, that, but you, but, you, you but don't even you see look, a, you don't even see a second.
It kind of looks like he puts his arms out to brace his fall.
Kind of.
I noticed.
But it's also kind of grainy. But, you know, they've mastered the face plant, though. Remember the top supermarket when Peyton Gendron got out of his car and he hit that first lady wearing the blue dress? And she fell down, and she did a pretty convincing face plant into the pavement. But as we know we know that entire live stream video was manipulated and fake.
Oh,
and so they have the ability to make a person do a convincing face plant into the pavement, and when they do that, it gives an air of realism to the video, and that's why a lot of people thought that Peyton Gendron video was real. So they were yelling at me saying, "Phil, can't you see that woman does a face plant into the ground?" I said, "Yeah, but." But there's no blood and she falls the wrong direction. She should have fallen backwards because she got hit from the front. You know, when you get hit by a high powered bullet, you're going to fly backwards. You know, she fell forward into the bullet. And so that doesn't make sense.
You've seen videos of them shooting high powered rifles, like at watermelons and stuff. They explode.
Yes.
Like
yes.
They explode. Like if you get shot like at close range or even from a distance with an AR or an AK, like you're going to have chunks of meat exploding off your body.
Exactly. Yeah. No meat came off the woman.
One scene of the buffalo shooting, he shoots someone that's laying on the ground and like it doesn't do anything to him.
Yes. It just blew his mask off. He was wearing a mask, you know, for COVID. And it was an airburst gun. It was clear that Peyton Gendron was armed with these airburst guns, the same gun that Brendan Tarrant over in New Zealand.
Yeah, was that Christchurch when he shot the guy?
Yeah, Christchurch. Yeah, off. I remember. he would blow the people's hats off, and people would yell at me. Say, yeah. Phil, can't you see his hat got blown off? I said, yeah, his hat got blown off, but that doesn't. But he didn't get shot. You know, I mean, if you get shot with a bullet, no. Your head's going to explode. You know,
explode.
Is it, the fact that it blew the guy's hat off means that it was just a compressed air. His rifle was firing compressed air, is what it was doing. And they're using these. They're also using it in Ukraine. I've seen some videos from Ukraine where these Russian soldiers storm the foxholes of the Ukrainian soldiers, and they shoot them with compressed air. And you can see that all it does is just mess up their uniform a little bit, but it doesn't blow any limbs apart. It doesn't cause the traumatic injury that you'd expect a high velocity bullet to do. It just moves your clothes around. That's all it does. I mean, that's an airburst gun. And so they're using it a lot in a lot of events lately. Yes.
I don't get, Phil, for the life of me, and I don't know if you guys have any opinion on it. Like, why does the Israelis want themselves to look so bad? Like, I know they play the victim card and all that, but like they supposedly want to put out to the world that they're committing genocide and just shooting people in the streets for no reason. Like,
yeah, it's a good question. And that's where most people get stuck. And that's why most people can't, you know, accept the videos I put up on my channel, because they just can't get over the fact that why would Israel make themselves look bad? And my answer to that is, well, any publicity is good publicity. And Israel's obviously making money on both sides. They don't care if you hate them.
Oh, I agree. Because after you were talking about the Palestinians making money, I wonder if there's a donate to Gaza thing. So I just typed in donate to Gaza on the internet, and all these websites popped up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're getting donations. Yeah, I see. Oh, yeah. When I go on Instagram, I see all kinds of donations. I also see whole throngs of people. I just uploaded a video from Norway, and all these Norwegians are out on the street, you know, begging for Palestine to come invade them, or they're saying free Palestine is code for come over here to Europe and we'll protect you. It's about population movement, you know.
But the other thing I like to say is that they want the world to hate Israel, because now they want to create laws where you can't criticize certain things.
Oh, they're doing that. I mean, so, it's phony. I mean, like, DeSantis is doing it, and
right. So they're Trump creating laws where you cannot speak against the narrative, period. And these are all narratives. So if they can get away with it, they're just pushing it. So okay, they're stirring up a lot of worldwide hate. Now, I don't know if it was meant to go this far. I'm sure it was. They study everything, so they got all the young people against Israel now. And now, and so everyone's picked a side. It's sort of almost a generational thing. The boomers are for Israel and the young people are against, but they're trying to enshrine laws where you can't speak against certain narratives. So the number one is the Holocaust narrative that's going worldwide. And then that's where people need to understand, if they can make one narrative, religious dogma, that is criminalized, like questioning certain things like the Catholic Church had enshrined back in the hundreds of years ago, then they can do all kinds of other things. So if you question what Israel is doing in the Middle East, if you question these news stories where you're questioning whether these are crisis actors, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, even,
so they can just go right
saw,
down.
I even saw, Tim, tell me if you heard about this. I'm not sure if it was an Egan video, but they were talking about how in Canada they want to criminalize or make it illegal to say boy or girl, classify children as boy or girl.
I never heard that one. That's a good one. I think that's
somebody
a joke.
It was either an Egan's video, or I was watching just a bunch of different videos morning.
Yeah, a lot of it blends in. But what's your take, Phil, on Max Egan? Because Jim really can't. No, you're the one that doesn't like him.
Well, Max Egan won't
He won't speak to you.
He won't speak to me. He does respond to my comments when I, because I will make a comment in his comment section from time to time, and he does respond. And other people go into his comment section and say, "Hey, Max, why don't you talk to Phil?" Because he said, "Well, anybody who thinks." He said in one comment, he said, Phil must have a rubber brain. If he thinks the war is fake, he has a rubber brain. Because, you know, they were talking about the rubber babies.
That's actually kind of fun.
So I said, okay, Max, you got a good sense. You got a good sense of humor. But let's take a look at these videos. And you tell me if these are real babies or not. You know, and of course, he won't do that. He won't go and make comments on the 400 videos I've uploaded that show. Many of these videos clearly show fake blood. They use red paint over there as blood, and they just put paint on children's faces, and they pretend.
Yeah, it's too bright. Because a couple months back, I seen a guy. I was on my way home from work, and he was splitting lanes between two semis, and he dumped his bike. And literally, this rear truck, the rear semi tires ran over his head.
Oh!
And I just happened. Yeah, and I just.
Well, we know it wasn't Phil because he's here tonight. Phil's a notorious lane splitter.
I happened to be getting on the freeway right there at Winchester, Phil, going north on 15.
Okay. Yeah.
And I drove right by it before any like law enforcement were there, and I looked, and it was like I was like, "Holy crap!" And it didn't look all bright red like that. It was like all pinkish, and it looked like pinkish goo. Like it did not look like all bright red like the Gaza blood.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. Well, I'm going to be going that way.
I wasn't able to analyze it all extensively, but it didn't look. It looked pinkish.
I'm going to be going that way on Saturday. I got to go to Tijuana to see my dentist, and so I'll be doing some lane splitting in that area. And so I'll keep your story. I'll keep your story in the back of my mind.
Yeah, this was like 4 months ago. The guy was 76 years old. And the craziest part is the semi driver. I guess he didn't even realize it. He just kept going.
Oh wow!
When you're driving a big truck, you can't feel or hear anything 53 feet behind you. So don't worry about that. He didn't do it on purpose, though.
So. No.
But he should have been. He should have been checking his mirrors, though. That's part of the job.
Anyways, yeah, I was just calling in to say hi to you guys and
thank you for calling in.
One more funny thing before I go.
All right.
I'm laughing about it before I tell you. Supposedly some Disney girl, some youngster is now the CEO of a space startup.
I say again.
Sorry, you're cracking yourself up. I'm reading.
Say it again.
Some Disney actor, some girl that's affiliated with Disney is now going to become the CEO of a space startup.
Okay.
I just thought that was funny. I was just on YouTube, and it was one of the posts.
They've already got all the Hollywood production equipment ready to go for her new space adventure.
I'm just reading a comment here by Breiser, who's usually pretty smart. He's been doing podcasting for at least 10 years. And this is the only negative comment against that mentions you under the Max video that I could find. Mm-hmm. It says, according to Fake Nukes Phil, Gaza is a giant Hollywood Tel Aviv movie production. I asked him to back up that claim. I also suggested to him that the fake videos of rubber bodies are also part of that same Hollywood Tel Aviv movie production put out there to confuse people as to what's real and fake. And isn't that the agenda of their wicked game, a massive deception to cause chaos and confusion? Phil hasn't replied yet.
Hmm.
So
what's he saying? That the rubber babies are actually put there by Israel to confuse the issue? Is that what he's saying?
That's right. So it's a cover for the genocide.
Mm.
Yeah,
well, I've obviously considered that possibility. I mean, that was one of the first things I considered. And after I've uploaded 400 of these videos, why haven't I seen these Palestinians come out and say, "Hey, these videos are fake. We're not making these. These are being made by Israeli imposters." But yet, no Palestinian has come out and said that. In fact, I've seen the opposite. The what?
Not even the famous selfie guy. Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah, the selfie guy. Yeah, Yeah, he's so I've been finding people like the selfie guy that, and he always finds the bombing and he always finds the shooting. He's always around when there's action going on, and he always takes a selfie of himself. He's like the Geraldo Rivera of Gaza. He's always where the action is, and that's because he's always creating the action. And
I know, like, if you were in a war-torn battlefield area, like, you'd really be all with a selfie stick, all recording stuff.
Yeah, and you don't know if you're going to be the next one shot, and you're taking a selfie of yourself. Yeah,
exactly. It's
hard. So,
I mean,
Max doesn't have an answer for that, and that's why he won't talk to me. Well, Max has a big channel, as you can see. He gets lots of views.
I've seen him number one in trending several times.
Well, they want someone promoting the concept of genocide. This is part of the dialectic they're trying to create. So, of course, they're going to promote him.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, first they allow him on, then ban him on certain platforms, and all that does is juice up his numbers.
Yeah, because there's some street cred, just like this phony $356 million judgment against Trump. The deep state's out to get him. He must be good because look at they're trying to get $356 million from him. Just like Alex Jones got sued for a gazillion zillion dollars. So don't you be go talking about these events because you might get sued for a gazillion dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, you guys have a very good night and keep up the good work.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks, Andy.
Andy from Menifee.
Have a good night, Tim.
All right, take care. Good night. So there's another caller in tonight. Lots of caller inners. The phones are alive tonight. They are working. We got all kinds of lines. We'll see when you're calling in. So you're going to get put on hold on our queue, but if there's no one on the line right now, you'll get right through. So if you want, call in. We got another maybe 10 minutes. I don't want to take more than an hour of Phil's time because he does a lot of shows and he works for a living. And God knows we need our beauty rest to stay.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had two long days back to back today or this week.
Well, you need to hit the hay probably on time.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of tired tonight. I'm not at the top of my game, but
oh, that's fine. That's where the caller inners step in.
That's right. They've been taking most of the slack tonight, so I appreciate that.
No, I do too. And you've done a lot of work here. If people want to get the real deal, they can just look on your channel. But yeah, I don't know why people are so eager to cover your work up in the sense that, okay, why are they so sure that people are dying? There's no evidence of bodies in the same way. You're showing 400 rubber babies to maybe one potential body. I think you said there might have been a real person that had blood on their face.
Of the rubber babies looked like they had injury. Like they showed us a rubber baby that had no head. And that's what we would expect. We would expect to see because these babies must be getting crushed by something. But the vast majority of the babies are perfectly, you know, that don't have a mark on them, and they're giving them to us as dead. It's like, well, what killed that baby? Because we don't see any injury on it. And so it's and they're rescuing children out of the rubble, and it's obviously staged. They're obviously pretending to rescue these kids out of the rubble. They've done it like 30 or 40 times to my count, and it's just like the Turkey earthquake. And
yeah, what's the follow-up on that? I have to admit, I'm behind on your videos. So,
yeah, I guess we reached the year anniversary of the Turkey earthquake that happened exactly 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. And 51,000 people died in that earthquake, and yet everybody's forgotten about it. You know why everybody's forgotten about it? It's because nobody knows anyone who got killed over there. And because here's a baby. This baby was still attached to her mother's umbilical cord when
she under was the rescued rubble.
Under the rubble, and so they had to cut her away from her mother and save her from the rubble. And of course, as you can see, this looks like her real family. I mean, I think they're just milking it, and they just made it this story about they adopted her. I think this is the uncle of the mother that got killed under the rubble,
right?
And so, but it looks like the same family to me, and they're just milking this story, and they got a new house. you know, because all the donations we sent over there helped pay. These people don't look like they're suffering at all. This is a tragedy industry, and they are making a lot of, these are gypsies that we're looking at. They got a street hustle, and right. They've turned it into an industry, and they are bilking billions of dollars in aid packages from the West, from Europe and America.
Well, maybe that's where the so-called military money is going. Maybe it's just straight up going to these people. You know, they say they need another $93 billion here. And they must have crossed $1 trillion by now.
Well, it goes both ways. It goes to the military and to these people. Our government passes these aid packages, and it comes right out of the taxpayer's pocket, and nobody raises an uproar. I think we're $33 trillion in debt here in America, and which means we're going to be slaves forever. People don't. Ursula Haverbeck said, "There's no greater slave than a person who doesn't realize he's in chains." Right. And that's what we are in America. Is we think that we're free, but we have no clue that we are the biggest slaves humanity's ever created. All of our taxes are going to support the people that you see right there on the screen, these gypsies who pull street hustles. And of course the Jews over in Israel, they get all kinds of aid packages too. They get the Auschwitz survivors, their grandchildren are getting reparations now. And so it never ends. It'll be the Auschwitz hoax will keep going for generations to come. And this is a little thing I posted about NASA from this one guy's channel, and it's about these retro reflectors, because I've been in debates with people about the moon landing, and you always get some college educated person who says, none of you people have been to college. When you go to college, you point a laser and it bounces back off the retroflector, and because all of you are uneducated, you haven't been to college. And so and I've always asked these people, those retroflectors are about 2 feet by 2 feet square. How can you beam a laser and hit it exactly on the moon's surface and have it bounce back? It's impossible.
And it's alleged, just the story, if you believe the moon is a physical object and not some kind of
plasma,
whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And do you really think you could point something to go 238,000 miles? Like, you can't even, most people, you couldn't even point a laser 10 miles. Mm-hmm. Think about it. I mean, these numbers are too large for most brains to even comprehend.
Yeah.
That's 10 trips around the Earth, allegedly.
Yeah. So in this video here, it explains how these college, when you point the laser, you need a special machine to tell you if you hit the retro reflector or not. I say, well, there it is. I mean, you didn't bounce a laser off a retro reflector. You had some machine tell you that you were successful. That's all that happened. I mean, you can never hoax that. I say, of course you could hoax that. And so these retro reflectors.
Are these guys for or against it?
One guy is for it. He's making the case for the retro reflector, and the other guy is like,
they're questioning him.
But he's the educated one. You guys are so uneducated, you don't know how retro reflectors work. It's like, oh, we know exactly how they work, buddy.
All right, I'm just looking through the comments. I can always find good stuff in the comments here. Most of them are supported. here we go. Bojangles. There are reflectors on the moon. We did go to the moon.
Yeah. He goes into a long rant here. I mean, I couldn't read it all, but yeah, he's really a big fan of NASA. He's really a big fan. And
so lots of swearing, lots of ad hominem. There you go.
Yeah.
The argument always goes to that when they run out of things to argue.
Yeah.
About. Yeah.
So yeah, this outer space thing is a real, you know,
it's a big one.
I think it's a big one, and I think it has to do with these people that are faking their deaths. It's they're lying about the map of the Earth, and I think JFK Jr. right there went to the other side of paradise where Tiffany Dover went, and that's the other side of the Garden of Eden. Because remember, there are four rivers that flowed from the Garden of Eden, and two of the rivers we can see.
23 seconds.
Looks like we got a caller in her.
A caller. Hey.
Hey, what's up? It's Tony in Los Angeles calling. Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony from Los Angeles.
Hey, you guys are legends. Just wanted to confirm that. Phil, you're awesome.
You're too kind.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tony.
No, seriously, it's hard. You know, it's hard when you wake up to all these fakes and all this nonsense that's going on. There's like a process where it's like trauma. You got to deal with the fact that the government does not love or support us. The things we're seeing on television are, you know, not real. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just causes. And so just having people out there to talk to, you know, you're like my support group. Just you guys get it, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You get it as well, cool. Tony. I mean, you know, that's why I run my channels, because I need to bounce these ideas off other people's heads, because, you know, some of the conclusions I come to would be deemed crazy in other people's minds. And so I need to, you know, I do this to keep my sanity, to put these ideas out in the public forum and get some feedback on them. Yeah.
So question for you guys, like now that, you know, like I'm always trying to look ahead as to what this is amounting to, like the fact that, you know, 9/11 was an inside job and these school shootings are fake. And they're just, you know, are they just making us a communist? I mean, are they just trying to break us down so that we're literally like, what, you know, the guys at the top of the pyramid, are they just trying to, like, you know, get rid of most of the population and just control the rest? Like, you know, like, are they going to get rid of private property? Are they going to get rid of, you know, law and order? I mean, like, where is this all going? Like, you know, what's their vision of, you know, what they want? I mean, everything's so mixed up.
International socialism. International, like, socialism. It's a form of communitarianism.
Like, will they be happy then? Like, when we're all under their boot, will it all end and we're just going to, like, you know, be eating insects? I mean, you know, what's the vision here?
Yeah, I think they've already got it exactly the way they want it. And we are... I don't think they're going to do anything to rock the boat. They're not going to do any kind of major catastrophe. They're not going to do a World War III. They're not going to, because they might lose support, because a lot of people actually vote for these people and actually want to be communists. And so they don't want to lose. They don't want to lose that support. And they have us so brainwashed that only a few of us even talk about these subjects. They know for a fact that I only get 200 views per video, which is just a minuscule drop in the bucket. And so they know that nobody even wants to know the truth. Nobody searches out the truth about Gaza. Nobody searches out the truth about the moon landing. Nobody searches out the truth about 9/11. They've got us to where I think it's a satanic agenda. And if Satan ruled the world, he would want to get most of us to go to hell. And so these events get us bearing false witness against the wrong people. Like at Gaza, we're bearing false witness against, because everybody over there is guilty. It's a fake war, and they all need to go to jail. And but nobody deserves to be hung because they haven't killed anybody. And so I hear a lot of people in the comment section saying, we got to go over there and we got to hang all the kikes. It's like, well, wait a minute. What crime have they committed? Because I've researched 9/11, and it looks like nobody died on 9/11. And so the Jews are guilty of perpetrating Hollywood hoaxes. Okay, so what's the punishment for that? It's not death.
It's an Oscar.
Yeah, give them an Oscar. But yeah, so we can't bear – they want us to bear false witness, and that's why they want us to hate Israel so much, so that we could go hysterical and –
Well, they want to build up rules, so when you do start hating things that they're doing, they're trying to provoke an extreme reaction, and it's those extreme reactions they will create laws over, and then it'll be a slippery slope. I think that could be one possibility. They're trying to make things so provocative by just the worst atrocities, and they bring them to you on all your social medias. That's where you find all these things, and then if you speak out against it, they're making laws all the time where you can only protest here, you can only say this, you can't question that, and they just layer them layer upon layer, and they're building their biosecurity state with your money.
But like, what's the brain, you know, whose brainchild is this? Is it Kabbalistic thinking that goes back thousands of years? This is just has this always been going on, or is this building to a crescendo? You know, who decides we're going to run a PSYOP and here's how it's going to be organized? You know, it's at all levels of, like, you know, FEMA and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But above that, there's people in a room somewhere saying, you know, we're trying to, make people crazy, you know, so we're going to run all these events.
Yeah.
So whose brainchild is this? You know, like, how high up do you have to go? Like, you know, who is the person I'm going to meet when I go above FEMA, above the Jews, above the Vatican? Like, who's sitting there saying, you know, do you see what I'm asking?
Yeah. I think it's a room of maybe 12 people that rule the world. I guess the richest bankers,
maybe 300. I almost go with 300. I think the world's pretty damn big. So I think there are rich people all over the place that run the banking system. I mean, that is the ultimate belief system, that we believe in this one single currency, or they'll create their own competition, which is what the BRICS thing is all about. So if we end up tanking the dollar, they'll have another currency system all ready to go. So
yeah,
I think there's,
and why the, do they have, I think, why it's do the they ultra have to elite mess with us? Why can't, yeah,
the ultra elite, I think there's at least 300 and they run the banking system, and they I don't think there's one guy. I think there's enough room for many guys at the top, many groups.
Like, why aren't they happy? Like, why can't they just be happy being super rich? Why do they have to just invert everything?
Yeah, well, I think it goes back to, it's something biblical about it. It might go back to the creation story, where these Nephilim fell down from were cast out of heaven and came to earth. And, you know, it's kind of like we're dealing with that. Yeah. And we're also dealing with, it appears a different line of humans came out of the Garden of Eden. It appears that Eve maybe got together with the serpent, I don't know, and created a separate line of humans. And they walk among us, and they lie in a way that we couldn't understand. Like, the lies we're getting from Gaza, or like, how could people lie in that way? It's because they can. I mean, they lie about their child being dead, and they do a fake cry. And it's like, how could people lie like that? And see, to us, it's foreign. We can't understand it. But you see, they're like a different breed of human.
Like a different breed, right?
Yeah. 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 So
this is like spiritual war. This is...
Yeah. I know. It's...
Yeah, maybe spiritual war. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it might be spiritual. So
it gets real complicated and gets real deep, but it's...
But if you had all the money, then what would you want to do next?
Yeah,
you don't need more money.
Be happy, you know?
No.
They just play with it. Well, they are being happy. They playing with us like we're lab rats is what makes them happy. And they get us.
Crazy.
They're playing.
Insane.
Rich people. Yeah. Ask a rich person if he's really happy. I mean, they're. Yeah. Unless you're rich, you really can't put your. You really can't comment on would you be happy if you had all the money in the world? Then maybe you'd have no one to play with, because all your friends would be poor. So then you move into a different class of people. So I think it's all relative.
Okay, so just go live your life, be as happy as you can, take care of your family, and then whatever they throw at us, we just have to deal with it, basically. I mean,
well, yeah, if you're lucky enough to have a family, most people are getting breeded out. We're being. I've discovered in my life that they don't want any little Phils running around, but they want a whole bunch of they want a whole bunch of little Pedros and a whole bunch of little Jose's, but they don't want any more Phils running around. I was lucky to have one daughter. I mean, it was just and there's no guarantee that she's gonna get married and have any kids. There's no guarantee. And
well, the trend is against her, because society is telling.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell she's totally caught up in her career right now, just like they always do these young women. And, you know,
by the time they realize their eggs are expired, because that's one thing they haven't been able to do.
Yeah.
Is a woman is most fertile when she's from 16 to 25. That's it. After that, it's an uphill race. But just be happy knowing that people are not dying all around you. I don't think we're delusional. I think Phil is right on the money when they are staging these operations. They're just trying to scare the hell out of you. And if it doesn't work on you, doesn't work on me, then you're going to live longer. So you're already way ahead of the rest of the people that are all stressed out. The people that think they need another vaccine to save their life for the next 3 months. I mean, life is pretty good. And I think life is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they'd stop messing with it, because it is pretty good. Like, stop messing with us. Just let us live, you know?
Well, you can live. Don't listen to them. You'll be fine.
Well, I'm trying to find that one little thread I could pull that'll unravel the whole sweater. I'm trying to do as much damage as one guy can do on his own. And I'm not here to try to get followers. I'm not here to try to start a militia. I know we've already tried that approach and it didn't work. So I think it's time to attack a different flank. They're doing a psychological war against us, and so we got to beat them at their own game. We got to psychologically beat them. And so it's a war, it's a mind game, and we got to mind game them back. And so we got to find their weak link and put tug on it, you know.
So you got it.
We just keep exposing the fake events.
Thank you for doing your work. I will send you funds. Don't worry.
You're really
helpful being out there. Keep doing the good work, man. I really appreciate it.
Really? That's really nice of you, Tony. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
Thanks, Phil. Take care, man.
And there goes Tony from LA. And we're at about an hour. And I said about an hour is a reasonable amount of time for two working stiffs.
Yeah, that's right. I hear the Devo in the background.
Well, actually, do you want that to be the closeout music too?
Oh, like, no,
I can do that. Well,
is this Blondie? Who's in the background? Is that Blondie?
You're right. No, this is that was Alan Parsnips. But
okay.
We'll finish with Devo because the song is called Beautiful World.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're trying to get across, right?
That's right. Yeah.
It's a beautiful world that we live in. Yeah.
That's right. And we can go to Chernobyl. We can go to Chernobyl and we can take a deep breath of air and know that it's all perfectly safe.
Absolutely. And there's no space rock flying through the
universe
ready to crash in. There's no nuclear weapons that are going to incinerate you. Life is pretty damn good, but you know, still stay away from those needles. That's one I'm not gonna bet.
That's good advice. Yeah,
I'm just gonna go with my gut and stay away from that one. So, but life is pretty damn good. Alrighty, Fake Nukes, Phil. Thanks a lot. Make sure everyone goes to Fake Nukes channel and leave a positive comment. You know, there are a lot of trolls on there. So if you like Phil's work, send him an email at phil@fakeologist.com. Leave him a comment on his BitChute channel. And like we said, just live well and don't be so worried. Phil's breaking them all down for you.
Yeah. Well, thanks, FakeO2. Pleasure to be here. See you next Wednesday.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. See ya.
All right. Take care. There goes Fake Nukes Phil. And the song just ran out, which is fine. Don't forget, this is Value for Value. If you like this show like Tony does, consider making a donation at fakeologist.com/donate. I'm still working on the sound system. I just got an email saying the sound is too low. I will boost it before I post it tonight. Sometimes I'm just lazy and I don't feel like massaging the audio, but I will boost it up for you guys tonight. I will have my sound system that does that boosting automatically. I can only do one thing at a time. I got the phone system working, so we had lots of good phone calls tonight. I really appreciate everyone calling in, and we will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, and that means Frank the Salt Guy, probably. Otherwise, we can just go over the blog, fakeologist.com/blog, and the forums, and your feedback. Have a good night.